And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday morning as it's game two of a very entertaining series so far between the Giants and the Philadelphia Phillies. It is Labor Day weekend, and of course we always want to keep sight of the meaning of Labor Day and what it means to this country. Well, yesterday at the old ballpark, an outstanding game. It really was, and it had so many different things in there. It had errors, it had walks, balls that were missed in the sun, plays at the plate, and everything else, but it was a very entertaining baseball game. Gabe Kapler managed it like it was the seventh game of the World Series, and all the moves paid off, and the Giants beat the Phillies 5-4. 5-11-1 for the Giants yesterday. 11 left on base. 4-12-2. Two big errors for the Phillies, and they left 8 on base, and they could have actually had a couple more errors there. But the Giants win it. Zach Littell gets the win in relief. I'll tell you, when the starter doesn't go five innings and you have to figure out who to award the win to, it gets very complicated. But Littell gets it. He's 2-2. Brad Hand, who unfortunately for him couldn't find the plate, and he takes the loss for the Phillies. He's 3-2. Philly bullpen struggled a lot yesterday. Camilo Duval got his four-out save. And where has that been all year? Why not? He looked terrific yesterday, and he shut down the Phillies in the ninth inning and never got to Bryce Harper, which was very, very good. Big crowd at the ballpark yesterday, 40,010, 3 hours and 33 minutes as the Giants win the game 5-4. For the Phillies, they've lost 5 of 6, and they're having a really tough road trip here through Arizona and San Francisco. And from here, of course, they're going to go back home. The Phillies are 1-4 on this West Coast trip, losing 2 here. And, of course, 2 out of 3 to the Phillies. The Phillies lost 2 of 3 to the Diamondbacks earlier in the week. The game had one aspect of it which was just amazing, and that was the amount of bats with runners in scoring position. The Phillies were 3 for 15. The Giants were 5 for 19. Now, just think about this for a second. These are at-bats, 34 at-bats, with either the bases loaded, runner on second, second and third, or just third, runners in scoring position. Now, just think if you had 10 or 12 or 14 or 16 hits with a runner in scoring position yesterday, we would have had a 15-14 game, but it ended up 5-4 for the Giants. But 34 at-bats yesterday with a runner in scoring position. For the Giants bullpen, they really did a good job yesterday. 4 2/3 coming in after Jake Junis got knocked out. 5 hits, a run, no homers, a walk, and 5 strikeouts, and it was a much better job than the Philly pen. The Phillies, as a pitching staff yesterday, did what they did on Friday night, too. 5 walks, and just about every walk was critical, and they did come up with 10 strikeouts. All right, now, Syndergaard pitched for the Phillies. And he went 4 1/3, 7 hits, 4 runs, and boy, is he a different pitcher or what? This is not Thor with the big fastball anymore. Only 3 strikeouts for him, and he was gone after 75 pitches. For Jake Junis, a little bit of an uneven outing for him yesterday. He was struggling, 78 pitches for him. He was gone in 4 1/3, 7 hits, 3 runs, a couple earned, 1 home run, that was to Stott, number 9, for the shortstop. He had a big day for the Phillies yesterday. He's a nice player. And on that left side now, they play some defense with Alec Bohm, who didn't hit very much, but Stott at the shortstop, he can hit a little bit too. 2 walks, 5 strikeouts for Junis. All right, so the Giants win at 5-4. Now at home, they're 36-32. As Alex Pavlovich likes to say, they're undefeated in September now at 2-0. They've taken this series. They've taken the season series now. 4-1 over the Phillies. Against the National League East, they're getting a little bit better, 16-13 now. Since the break, they are 15-25. Wow, that is not great, but that is the story of what happened to the Giants here. The Phillies on the road are now 34-30. Looking at the scoring of this game yesterday, which is really a kind of an interesting part, Lamont Wade gets a double. Estrada gets a base hit. Syndergaard throws the ground ball down the right field line, and Wade scores 1-0. Stott gets a base hit. Segura gets one of a couple of doubles for him, ties it up 1-1. Vierling gets a base hit over Wade when the infield's in there in the second inning. That makes it 2-1. In the third inning, Jock Peterson, a base hit, 2-2. Crawford gets on a Reese Hoskins error, makes it 3-2. Stott hits a home run to tie it up, 3-3. In the fifth, Yaz gets a double. Estrada bunts, and then the wheels start turning. And for Rob Thompson, he brings in a righty to face a couple of lefties. And Jock Peterson gets a base hit, make it 4-3. In the sixth inning, Segura, another double, ties it up 4-4. But then in the sixth inning, things started happening for the Giants. And eventually, Jock Peterson gets a bases-loaded walk. Bases-loaded walk with two out. And the Giants go ahead 5-4, and they hold it right there and win it 5-4. And they get that fifth run in the sixth inning. A lot of clutch hitting for the Giants, I felt, up and down the lineup. They got walks when they needed it. They didn't chase. And it was a good win for the Giants yesterday. Interesting managerial moves, which we'll talk about today. Lefties facing righties, righties facing lefties, but it's okay. Giants had four pinch hitters in a row. As I said in the early part of this show, Gabe Kapler managing like it was a World Series game for him, and he did a good job yesterday. All right, now, the standings. Let's see where we are here. Atlanta, of course, has got the wild card. They're only a couple of games behind the Mets, I'll tell you that. San Diego loses last night to the Dodgers, so now they are 74-60. The Phillies are 73-60, so they're still a half a game behind San Diego for the second spot. Milwaukee with a tremendous comeback win over Arizona last night. Rowdy Tellez, who will be part of the show today, ends up hitting a huge pinch-hit home run, his 28th home run of the year in the ninth inning to tie it up. They've got 62 losses, so they're a couple losses behind San Diego and Philly. The Giants now leapfrog Arizona with their 68 losses, and Arizona's got 69. So that is the National League wildcard race. In the American League, it's still crazy. Tampa Bay with 57 losses, Seattle 58, Toronto 59, the Orioles, what a team, 61, and Minnesota almost got no hit last night by Dylan Cease. They end up four back as well. So that's a look at some of the standings here. We'll talk more about it today. The Yankees, Aaron Judge, number 52 for him last night. But the Yankees lose again to Tampa Bay. So they have a three-game lead in the loss column there, and they are four back. Wow, what a day of baseball and a wild day at the ballpark yesterday. As I say, Schwarber losing a couple of balls in the sun, Jock Peterson and Yaz doing the Alphonse and Gaston act on a fly ball to left center field. It was crazy. What a wild game, and the Giants win it 5-4. It's time for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. It is Ranger Suarez going for the Phillies today as a lefty. 27 years old. He's out of Venezuela, 23-13 lifetime. 8-5 this year with a 3.42 whip, 3.42 earned run average, and a 1.33 whip. Away, 6-1 with a 2.54 earned run average. He's a great fielder. He's a tremendous fielder. Now, he doesn't strike out a lot. 47 walks, 106 strikeouts, 10 homers in 123 innings. That's very good. The Giants saw him early, and they took care of him pretty well. He only went 4 1/3, 5 hits, a couple of runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. So you can be patient against him. You can get on against him. Lefties 186 with a homer. Righties 265 with 9 of the 10 homers. 7 are solos there. In August, 5 starts, 28 innings, 9 earned runs, 12 walks, 26 strikeouts. Runners in scoring position, boys like Junis, 165. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 156. You can get him the second and third time through. First time, he is a little bit tough. All right, Carlos Rodon on the other side goes for the Giants today. The big lefty, he's had a tremendous season. He really has. I was looking at his numbers this morning. 29 years old, 12-7 with a 3.03 earned run average. At home here at Oracle, 6-2, 67 innings pitched, 5 homers given up, 151 innings on the year, 191 strikeouts, only 10 home runs given up. Lefties 202, righties 208. in August. A little bit, not quite perfect. 28 innings, 10 runs, but 8 walks and 33 strikeouts. First pitch in play, 18 for 57. But runners in scoring position, terrific. 220 and 200 with two out. First time through, 209, 205, 213 there for him. So he's had a tremendous year. The one issue for him, 17 stolen bases, one caught stealing, and the Phillies are desperate to get something going today. All right, around baseball today, Toronto and Pittsburgh. It is Berrios and Brubaker there. Miami and Atlanta, Lopez and Fried. Cincinnati and Colorado, Urania and Chase Anderson. Washington wins yesterday over Scherzer, who now has his side hurts. Fetty for Washington, Carrasco for the Mets. Cincinnati, as we said, they have Chase Anderson today. The Cubs, Stroman, St. Louis, Michaelis. Milwaukee, Jason Alexander for Arizona. Zach Gallen, who's in a 32-34 scoreless inning streak going there. And for the San Diego Padres, it's Clevinger. And tonight it is going to be for the Dodgers. It is somewhat undecided. They talked about Caleb Ferguson because Haney is now going to pitch against the Giants tomorrow. Wow. All right, that's our Perry's preview. More coming up. The Professor is next right here on the Sports Leader.